Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by the company you depend upon for all of your greatest needs, Heart Life. These stories are true dramatizations from our fair city's glorious history. So listen and remember, Heart Life, all the life you'll ever need.
Before the advent of component media like plasteel and durium, the walls of our tunnels were constructed from crude materials, fashioned from little more than Earth itself, though it may be hard to believe that the directors could be nostalgic for such things. There is one place in our fair city where these ancient materials of brick and mortar can be found. It is called, simply, Old Tunnel. Here on the edges of what can be considered civilized lurk things older than Heart Life and more dangerous than free thought. Here we find young Nathan Rourke. He was recently appointed to the enviable task of shoring up statistical projections. Today, his duties enforcing the projected incidents of mistake have brought him into the old tunnel with all the tools necessary for his assignment. Several large sacks and a wheelbarrow.
Here, Nathan, why don't you wander off by yourself into what is by far the creepiest part of the city?
Oh, yes, sir, right away, sir.
And take this wheelbarrow filled with bags of who knows what with you, no questions asked.
Only if I can sing creepy nursery rhymes while I do it.
Well, that goes without saying, doesn't it?
Tunnels of old, tunnels of old. Dark and dank and misty and cold. If you, dear child, don't do what you're told, you will be eaten by hungering mold. Ah! Oh, damn it, Nathan, pull yourself together. You're just being stupid. There's no such thing as mold. 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 Hold that door! Oh, thanks. Hey! Exactly the guy I'm looking for. Look, I need a mole to take this wheelbarrow all the way down to the end of this tunnel and empty these bags all around. All right? All right. Take care, Silty.
All right. But my name's not Silty. It's Clay.
Wait, what?
My name? It's Clay.
Whoa. Where are you going?
You said to take the wheelbarrow down to the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, but that's when I thought you were... Look, where's Silty?
I can do it.
This is more of a Silty job, I think.
I don't know what you've heard, but I'm really not as weak as everyone says.
I'm sure you're not, but I really...
I've been in a tunnel collapse and everything.
No one can do this but Silty! Now, where is he?
Straight down that hall, in the study.
Thank you.
What are you talking about?
Women desire raw men.
Maybe people women do.
You are part people.
No female wants to have a magma light dinner or swim in them phosphorescent hot springs. Some good hard manual labor is what she needs to rev her people mover. Trust me, me pup. Take her to move 2 tons of dirt and she'll be all over you like stink on a PWC. Me pup?
I believe he left several minutes ago.
Well, then who's that blurry fella standing behind me?
My scan sure is a person.
A person? My sincerest apologies, sir or madam. I ain't got me eye trumpet in. Welcome to the Dr. Montgomery Morrow Memorial Museum and Historical House. I am...
Are you Silty?
Please. Silty was my father. Call me Old Silty. Now, if you look over here, you find a great many squibbly-looking specimens in jars.
I'm really not interested. Look, are you the Silty who was working with a rigger named Tommy?
Mr. Tommy? Well, working with is awfully strong. I did an odd job for him here and there. Threw his floaty thing outside once or twice. Nothing interesting. Like over here, where we have some impressive-looking certificates that I've been assured are real and significant. Or perhaps you'd like to ask a question of the man himself, cryogenically frozen in this very room.
I'm not here for Dr. Moreau.
Moreau!
Whatever. Look, I was sent to give you a job.
Oh.
You need to take this wheelbarrow, which you must take to the end of Old Tunnel, dump its contents, and then return.
All right, then.
Old Silty, a word.
It's Old Silty. Now, what is it?
Please activate my whisper function.
Now, would that be the understated green button below the word whisper?
Correct. Old Silty.
Old Silty. Old.
O.L. Silty.
Good enough.
I believe this young person means to do you harm.
Now, what makes you say that? How do you know that?
My scanners indicate the chemical composition of mold food.
Well, your scanners have been wrong before. Like, remember the time they thought that person there was clay?
Also, the bags say mold food.
You could be reading it upside down. It could be Pooge Plow.
He means to feed you to the mold.
Purely circumstantial. And besides, even if he did, I have to go. He gave me a job. What did you say?
You heard me.
No, I didn't, because I was over there and your whisper what's it is still on. What did you say?
You could say no.
No mole has ever said no to a person before. Ever. It's the proudest achievement in all of Moldom, and I am not about to be the one who creaks it.
A person would, if given the command to perform a pointless suicidal task, a person would say no.
I am no person.
You are part person.
Well, not enough of one.
No. I suppose you contain too much mole. Still, someday, one of you will have to be person enough to say no.
Well, I hope I won't be around to see it.
I am fairly certain you won't be. Please resume normal voice function.
Well, Mr. Person, if there are no more objections, I will be off to do my mole person duty. You just wait right here, and I'll have this wheelbarrow back to you in a jiffy.
Goodbye, O.L. Silty.
Goodbye, Dr. Morrow.
Don't worry, he'll be fine. I mean, after all, there's no such thing as...
What the hell?
Who could have expected such nobility from so low a creature? Still, the molds were bred for obedience. Nathan Rourke, however, has no such excuse. How long will it be before he realizes the traps he continues to walk people into? Will he soldier on as Old Silty did, or will he show his radical side once again? Even now he is being sought by someone who might pull him from this path. Find out more next time as the tale of Our Fair City continues.